A pedestrian is struck and killed on a highway, and the arriving deputies ran over the body. A father brought guns to Disney World to ensure his family's safety. A man called 911 to report himself drunk driving. And another man attacked his girlfriend's son over bad Yelp reviews. These are the weird stories for Friday, and they're all from Florida, because it's Florida Friday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian, the only daily weird news podcast that has Florida Fridays. That's right, all the weird news from this week from our favorite state, Florida. Let's do it.
Those bizarre stories you hear about all the time that seem to only happen here in Florida.
I know, right?
Can't make this stuff up. It is just one of the many wacky news stories out of Florida.
Why does the Sunshine State consistently produce such strange news?
But what accounts for all this bizarre news? Is it the weather? Is it the people?
Florida is full of the crazy stories.
A pedestrian was struck and killed, and two responding Florida deputies hit the body as they arrive on the scene. Hillsborough County, Florida. Two Florida deputies responding to a crash that unfortunately killed a poor pedestrian. Each deputy hit the body as they arrived onto the scene, according to officials. This incident... I shouldn't laugh. This incident happened at 4 a.m. on Sunday. Okay, so it's 4 a.m. In their defense, it's quite dark out at 4 a.m. Perhaps they didn't see the pedestrian laying in the middle of the road. Although you are responding to a dead person in the middle of the road, you would think that they would be on the lookout for a dead person in the middle of the road upon arriving. Oh, man. The officials say a 27-year-old Orlando man was struck by a 41-year-old woman driving east. The woman reported the crash, was cooperating with the authorities. That was part one. Part two featured the deputies responding to her call, each of them arriving on the scene and running over the body of the pedestrian who was still in the middle of the road. It says here the Florida Highway Patrol, they say, this is their quote, the pedestrian had already been killed in the first collision. Yeah, thanks for that information. Yeah, we all assumed he had been killed in the first collision, not in the second nor the third. Although you're not helping the situation, Florida Highway Patrol, with your compiling on of more collisions that are just unnecessary. I mean, in their defense, perhaps it was a very small pedestrian. I mean, it doesn't say the size of the pedestrian. There's no photo. People come in all sizes. This could be like a very tiny person, difficult to see. Or the pedestrian could have been so flattened from the first collision that, you know, to them it just looked like a very small speed bump on the road. It might have been so flat, this pedestrian, that you just couldn't see the pedestrian. I'm just trying to create a defense for these highway patrol officers. It's just, I mean, or the Florida Highway Patrol is drunk. Have you thought of that? That could be a solution as well. The Florida Highway Patrol could certainly be drunk. They could be, well, let's say they just came from, you know, they were breaking up a party or a rave and they came across some meth and they had to, you know, figure out if it was authentic meth. I mean, these are the sort of problems that I'd imagine Florida police have. And, you know, they got to get to the bottom of everything. Of course, this is no joke. This is no laughing matter. Thoughts and prayers go out to the pedestrian that was unfortunately killed in this incident. A Florida father brought guns to Disney World in order to ensure his family's safety. A father of two in Florida brought an AR-15 rifle, a 9mm handgun, and 110 rounds of ammunition to Walt Disney World in order to ensure his family's safety, the Orange County Sheriff's Office said this week. According to the report, a bellman at the hotel noticed the AR-15 in a tennis bag as he loaded the family's bags onto a luggage cart. Hey, way to go, Dad. Just let someone else handle your bags full of guns. Real genius. Of course, the police were notified by the hotel, and they arrived and questioned the man. When they did so, he told them that he drove up from Palm Spring Gardens to Disney World with the rifle and the pistol for, quote, safety because of the riots and all the civil unrest going on in the area. 110 rounds of ammunition. Were you planning on settling all the riots and civil unrest yourself, sir, while your family rode It's a Small World? The man cooperated with the police, and he didn't break any laws, apparently, because he had a concealed carry license. But unfortunately, Disney World does not allow guns on its property. Ah, what a surprise. Probably should have looked at the website, sir, before you brought 110 rounds of ammunition and a couple guns to Disney World. Did you think maybe Disney might have had a rule about bringing guns? A Disney spokesperson said, you know, our policy is clear that weapons of any kind are not allowed at our resort, regardless of whether someone has a permit or not. Okay? Okay. Now, to defend the father just for a moment here, listen, we all know how expensive it is to go to Disney. Perhaps they've been planning this trip for a while. So who is he to let some civil unrest or rioting keep his family from riding some rides and seeing, you know, Mickey and Minnie and the whole crew, you know? So I see where he's coming from.
It's Florida Friday, only on Weird AF News.
A Florida man calls 911 to report himself drunk driving. What an honest man. Winter Haven. Ooh, home of the Winter Haven Red Sox. Go Boston! Sorry, guys. Anytime I can slip a Red Sox reference. Florida authorities in Winter Haven are sharing the details of an unusual 911 call from a man who said he wanted to report himself drunk driving. I would love to hear that call. Oh, man. How do you report yourself drunk driving? How do you even have the wherewithal to call 911 while you're drunk driving? You couldn't be that drunk if you actually had the scruples to pick up your phone and call 911 and let them know that I'm drunk. Polk County Sheriff's officials say the dispatcher kept him talking while directing officers to the scene. When the dispatcher asked Michael Lester where he was, he said, I'm too drunk. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know. I'm on a road. Is it a road? My lights are on. I'm on a road. There's other cars. Oh, no. They're coming right at me. When asked what he'd been doing all night, he said, I don't know. Driving around, trying to get pulled over, actually. I'm driving on the wrong side of the road now, he later said. The operator reportedly urged him to park his truck and wait for officers to find him. Unfortunately, he chose the wrong spot. Look, 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 guys. I don't know. I'm parked in the middle of the road. Can you see me? Can you see me? Sirens could be heard in the background a short time later. Ooh, way to go, dispatcher. The deputies arrived, and Lester admitted drinking some beers and swallowing some methamphetamine. He also said he'd barely slept for several days. But you really got to give him some points for being honest and turning himself in. I mean, I hope they don't hit him with major charges. Just let him sleep it off, and he can be on his way. I mean, anybody who calls 911 on themselves to report themselves drunk driving is okay in my book, you know? Especially in the state of Florida. Hey, if you're part of the solution of getting your drunk ass off the road and not killing somebody, I am all for you. A Florida man attacked his girlfriend's son over bad Yelp reviews. Angry over a pair of scathing reviews on Yelp, the owner of a Florida barbecue joint allegedly attacked his suspected online critic, according to the police, who arrested the restaurateur. Investigators charge that Daniel Ahrens, age 60, jumped on top of a male victim and struck him several times in the face while outside a residence in Largo, a city in the Tampa Bay area. According to the arrest affidavit, the confrontation began Tuesday evening when the victim, 25-year-old, son of Mr. Aaron's girlfriend, arrived to speak with his mother about some threatening communications that were sent to him by his mother's boyfriend, Aaron's. Are you confused by, can you follow along what's going on? Aaron's owns the barbecue restaurant. He's got a girlfriend. Her son shows up, says, hey, Ma, your boyfriend's threatening me. He's texting me. Read the text. It says he wants to beat my ass about a restaurant review. Well, what's with these restaurant reviews? Well, apparently a pair of brutal Yelp reviews were published that disparaged the food at Georgia Boys Barbecue Restaurant, which is owned by Aaron's. One reviewer named Sean R. claimed that he wouldn't even feed that barbecue to his dog, adding that the eatery's owner, quote, should spend less time threatening customers and more time on learning to cook properly. The second review by somebody named Rick R. declared that it was, quote, not a great idea to threaten your customers due to your serving garbage barbecue. The arrest affidavit does not indicate whether Aaron's thought the young victim was the author of both of these Yelp reviews or was somehow involved in their posting. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe you just are an angry restaurateur, sir, and you've been, you know, berating your customers at the barbecue joint as per your Yelp reviews. It says here also, Aarons was arrested in July on multiple felony counts after punching his girlfriend in the face, placing a pillow over her face for 2 minutes, and also threatening her with a wooden board that he used to strike her vehicle. What is this guy? You're still with him after the July incident, honey? Oh, boy. This is, I mean, well, why would you stay with a guy like this? Well, you know, the barbecue is delicious.
Yay!
This is breaking news, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Is a Florida Man song that just dropped. It is by a band called the Blue Oyster Cult. I couldn't wait to tell you this news, and I thought the Friday episode was perfect for that. Jonesy, who is the Blue Oyster Cult? Well, the Blue Oyster Cult is that band that sings the Reaper song, the Grim Reaper. Do you remember the one? It's the one they made fun of on SNL with more cowbell. Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell. You remember the one? Do you remember the song? You know it. Anyways, they have a new song, a new album. The song is called Florida Man. It serves here, it says here, as a tuneful and humorous highlight of the band's first studio album in almost 20 years. It retails today, actually, Friday, today. Wow, what is it? That's such a coincidence that it's coming out the day that this comes out. The song was written by lyricist and novelist John Shirley. And it introduces listeners to characters such as a Miami nurse who snatches a purse and drives in reverse down the highway. Also, you'll get to know Beth, who is high on meth with the neighbor's cat on her breath. And then there's Lee, who drives through a plate of glass and blames Alice's caterpillar. The author of the song says, I wanted to write a song about the Florida man as a folk legend, like Paul Bunyan. Now, I wanted to play a bit of the Florida man song, but because of copyright infringement, I just can't do that. I want to read some funny lines, though. Down at the mall where the boas crawl, Ted makes love to a concrete wall. Florida man! His brother Red said his Uncle Ned found Elvis in a loaf of bread. Florida man! Dan dreams he got red wings of fire. He's waking and shaking on a power wire. Florida man! Florida man! Florida man! This is amazing. This song, you should Google right away, the Florida Man song by Blue Oyster Cult, also known as B.O.C. And give it a listen this weekend. I think you'll get a laugh, and you'll certainly, I mean, it's amazing. Okay, I hope you appreciate that. You're listening to Weird AF News, the only daily news podcast hosted by a comic who records in a closet. I don't know why you record in a closet. Seems strange, but he's got to pay the bills, you know. That definitely denigrated into a terrible walk-in accent at the end. Impression, I should say. Thanks for putting up with me. And thanks for listening to an entire episode of Florida Friday. I hope you enjoyed that. I want to thank everyone who sent me articles for Florida Friday. Super important, very useful, and I appreciate all of them. I hope you get a chance to listen to the Florida Man song. I don't have any... I'm not being paid by Blue Oyster Cult. I'm not... You know, I just think it's funny. So why... Just check it out. Check it out. If anybody knows the Blue Oyster Cult, ask them if they'll let me use the song on the podcast. I don't even know how you go about doing such things, but I mean, if I can't pay them or anything, but maybe they want, some free publicity or something. I don't know. I'm sure there's a way to get the rights to that song. But meanwhile, just enjoy it. Listen yourself over the weekend, and you know, tell me what you think. Call the show 646-450-2012. I hope you guys have a nice, safe weekend of social distancing and mask wearing. Yeah! Bring your gun to Disney! You know how it is. I want to thank everyone who's supported the show and has been sending me messages all week on the Instagram and other social media places like Twitter. I'm at Funny Jones on Twitter, at Funny Jones on Instagram as well. On Facebook, it's Comedian Jonesy. You can email me, funnyjones@gmail.com. And you can join my Patreon. Oh, yeah. That sounds like a fun time to spend a weekend joining my Patreon. patreon.com/weirdafnews. Check it out. Get some bonus episodes and some extra Weird AF content that only you can get on the Patreon. That's right, folks. Only on Patreon. .com/weirdafnews. Please check that out. Have a great weekend, guys. Thanks for being there. I appreciate your loyal listenership as always. And we'll see you on Monday, my friends.